Hi.
Good morning, Minister.
Morning.
Do you think is Germany doing enough to safeguard the Eurozone?
Oh, definitely. I think Germany is doing a wonderful job in safeguarding the Eurozone, Haben. On two accounts. First of all, it is the country that's pushing for tougher rules for a fiscal and an economic union. That is exactly what we need. And provided that we get that, then there will be, secondly, room for maneuver for putting more stimulus into the various economies. But I do certainly think that Germany is doing enough. And you have countries such as Finland, the Netherlands and Germany, which go pretty much hand in hand in this crisis.
But do you think that after the
Eurobonds are not going to be a solution to this particular crisis. It is probably something that everyone will have to contemplate sometime in the future. The Commission has put down three different types of proposals, but it's not for right now. What we will be looking at probably in March is the package of the short-term crisis mechanism and of the ESM. We'll have to see whether those two have to be hiked up in one way or another. But first we need the fiscal union, and then we'll start talking about various other crisis mechanisms. But again, I think the big problem that we have right now, I think you have three instances that are being hysterical about the situation. First, politicians. Second, bankers. And third, journalists. We all need to calm down a little bit, because what's happening is that the real economy, the people who work, the companies who provide value added, are suffering from a certain hysterical atmosphere that the three of us are creating. Okay? Well, hopefully there'll be a solution with the banks. Again, everything is in the hand of the Greeks themselves. If they do the structural reforms that are needed, if they can get a deal with the private sector and the banks, then they'll come out to the clear. Again, it's a country which is 2% of the Eurozone economy, very important in and of itself, but it is in the hands of the Greeks.
Minister, on the MFF,
yes. As a researcher of European affairs, I have come to the empirical conclusion that a solution on the MFF is usually found approximately 6 months and 7 days before. So it'll probably be in 2013, but the Danes certainly have accelerated the pace of the negotiations. Finland, I fully admit it myself, has a certainly partially schizophrenic position. We belong to the net contributors. In other words, we work around the 1% mark. At the same time, we benefit from the common agricultural policy, and we need structural money, cohesion money, for northernly, sparsely populated areas. And thirdly, we want to put more money into innovation, research and development. How I will solve that equation at home or here in Brussels, I have not an answer for that yet. Okay. Hungary will not be a topic today now.